Vendorville is a chance for everybody to meet our vendors and partners. Every partner or vendor gets a 15-minute and to talk, and I'll step in if we need to at the end and try to leave some room for questions. We're going to start with Katie Dolan, who is the COO of Impactive. And Katie, why don't you take it away?
Awesome. Thanks so much. Hey, y'all. So good to be here with you this afternoon. Excited that we have so much energy around what's happening this year and obviously the major fights that we need to win nationwide and locally and nationally and everywhere in between. And so we at Impactive are hoping to support all of the wonderful organizing work that's happening this year and beyond. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. I'm going to keep things relatively informal. I'm just going to chat at kind of a high level. These slides are going to be running on auto in the background. And I'm more than happy to just answer any questions as they come up along the way. So feel free to put those in chat or in Q&A. We'll just chat, I think. And I will try and monitor that. But Impactive is an all-in-one digital organizing platform for Democrats and progressives. We work with a wide variety of electoral campaigns, but also advocacy organizations and labor movements and nonprofits, and really anyone who's trying to make an impact via organizing. And we offer this all-in-one platform of tools. You're kind of seeing them go by here, ranging from relational organizing to texting to phone banking to forms and voter registration, really an all-in-one powerful suite of tooling to help you reach out to voters or supporters and ultimately mobilize them to make an impact. Our company was founded in 2017. This will be our fourth cycle. So we have some pretty deep experience in the space. We've worked with really large organizations. We've worked with the Biden-Harris campaign, Planned Parenthood, LCB, all these top folks, but then also thousands of smaller organizations and smaller races, really up and down the ballot in and out of every cycle. So that's kind of an overview of Impactive. You're going to see some slides go by here with more of our specific features, peer-to-peer texting, one-to-one messaging with non-subscribed contacts, typically voters, broadcast texting, which is more of a mass texting tool for your subscribed folks, donors or audience members, phone banking, which is a predictive dialer tool to let you reach folks via phone much more quickly than manual dialing. Relational organizing here, which is where we were founded actually as Outvote back in 2017, if you used us then. We also offer a couple additional features like forms that you see here, and then voter registration as well. And these are custom branded ways to gather information and or help your supporters check their voter registration. So that's a high level overview. We, again, work with campaign administrators of all shapes and sizes. You're more than welcome to reach out to us if you hear anything here that seems like it aligns with program goals that you have. You're also free to create an account at any time at our website, which it looks like we just put in the chat. Thank you so much. If you hit that website, up in the top right corner, there's a button to get started. You can create an account there and get going, you know, as soon as this afternoon. Very quick turnaround time. And on our website, you can also, of course, schedule a demo if you'd like to get a more in-depth look at the tool, and happy to kind of consult with you on any goals that your organization has that we can try and help you achieve. So that is really the kind of basic overview. Happy to pause now if there are any questions or conversation we want to have around digital organizing tools and tech. Goals that you have, things you've seen in the ecosystem. Happy to touch on anything there.
Sure. Yeah. So anybody, if you've got questions, please put it in chat and we will tee it up. I've got a couple of questions I was curious about. So yeah. Can you talk a little bit, who is your target partner that you're looking for? Is it always a political campaign? I mean, how does it differ from a political campaign versus, you know, an organizing group of some kind?
Yeah, we work with all sorts of folks. This slide actually shows a variety. So we do work with a lot of political campaigns of all sizes. But then we do also work with a lot of like grassroots orgs, advocacy orgs, PACs, C4s, nonprofits. So really anyone. Doesn't really differ all that much. The tools are really applicable for your kind of many use cases. So, for instance, if we talk about a political campaign, they might be doing texting specifically to voters in their district to try and get them to register or be persuaded to vote for that candidate and ultimately get them out the vote on election day. An advocacy org might use the exact same tool set, the same texting tools, but the difference is that they are more trying to talk to people about an issue, get them to come out to events, get them to volunteer, all of that good stuff. So same tools, different use cases depending on the org, but in short, we work with a wide variety of organizations.
And then can you talk a little bit about what's the value add to an organization? If you had to sum it up, like what kind of concretely does it help an organization do either more efficiently or that they couldn't do previously? Tell me how it kind of tees them up for that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if we take texting, for example, which is what we see now, our texting tools basically allow you to text tens or hundreds or thousands or millions of folks at it much more efficiently than you could do otherwise. So, if we're talking in a really grassroots context, I know that there are many organizers who are still like actually manually sending text messages to like all of their contacts or supporters. And it's just a lot of work. It's a lot of copy pasting. It's hard to keep track of. And using an actual software platform for this is just a really professionalized way to conduct all of that outreach and engagement. And obviously, there's a whole wide range of bells and whistles that we have in addition. If you do have access to VAN and you're working in VAN, we fully sync to VAN two-way. We can pull in and push back to VAN. Phone banking, again, could do phone banking manually, but you're dialing every single number. You're waiting for them to pick up. You're waiting to see if you get a voicemail. It's a very slow process. Using a phone banking software platform like ours, we have what's called a predictive dialer. We place more calls than callers available, and only connect your callers to folks that actually pick up the phone. So it's a much faster way of phone banking. You're only talking to people who actually pick up, not wasting time dialing or on voicemails. So it's really a time-saving type tool and a scale type tool. So it takes what could be a really manual effort into a much more kind of systemized, efficient way of conducting outreach and engagement work from an organizing perspective.
Okay. You mentioned predictive dialing. I mean, as anyone who's done a phone bank knows, getting the hangups and the disconnects and the whatever else is, not the funnest part of the phone bank. Can you talk a little bit about, if and what you can do to sort of minimize that issue or help kind of zero in on people? Can you make that issue a little less painful?
Yeah, totally. So that's exactly what a predictive dialer like ours does. So essentially, you upload your list of contacts, and then you have a certain number of callers on the phone bank. Let's say like five, show up, five people show up to your phone bank that evening. If you uploaded a list of even like 10,000 folks, we are using some pretty sophisticated technology to make calls to more than five people, more than five of those people, probably more like 100 or even several hundred of them. And then anyone who's not actually picking up, we're just kind of doing in the background, and we're only connecting your five callers to people who actually pick up the phone. So the caller experience is literally that you are just talking to people. That's all you're doing. You will have a little wait between conversations, not long, but you're not sitting through voicemails. You're not sitting through like invalid numbers. You are just literally connecting to people who pick up the phone. So, when you compare that to like really old school phone banking of the literal manual dialing, waiting, wait, hang up, try again, revolutionarily faster, a much faster phone banking experience. So, predictive dialing kind of solves most all complaints of traditional phone banking as it's been done for decades.
And as I
But
understand it, you don't provide the data. So the partner would come to you with the data. You would get data from some other source, wherever that is. Another of
that's
our
correct.
partners, Syntec, for example, or just they would bring you the data.
That's correct. We don't provide data. I would say most commonly, folks already have their data in VAN. We sync to VAN so we can pull that out for you. So if it's an electoral race, they've typically worked with the state party or whoever they're working with to access VAN. Or you can use a wide variety of other vendors to access like bot data for voter file or whoever else.
For smaller organizations, is that something you can sort of help them navigate? Do you get involved at all in those integrations, or do they typically do that with their own existing data vendor?
Well, the integration is kind of out of the box. So yes, they do it themselves, like through Impactive, through the kind of interface we have. We can certainly consult, and we have a very active, helpful support team that can provide advice or help guide toward how to obtain data if you don't have it. Again, ultimately, we don't provide it, so you are going to have to do something there to obtain the data, but we can certainly help brainstorm how best to do that based on other clients we've seen.
Okay.
There was a question in chat from Anna. How are you dealing with all the new digital rules? I assume you're mostly talking about what's called 10DLC, the 10DLC texting regulations. Honestly, 10DLC was a major problem in 2021 and the 2022 cycle in particular. By now, though, it's been several years. And so vendors like us, are really, really experienced dealing with 10DLC, and it's not really an enormous problem for us anymore. The main thing that you need to understand as an organizer or an administrator is that you cannot get texting immediately. So it's really no longer possible because of AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile to just sign up for an Impactive account and send out your first text that day because this registration process for your organization is first required. And that takes typically between like 1 and 3 weeks. But other than knowing that and building that timeline into your planning, so just know that you can't text today, but we can get you texting in a couple of weeks. Otherwise, that's kind of all you need to worry about. It's a relatively under control situation now. We are experts at this registration process. We're experts at exactly what the carriers want. We kind of handle that all for you. You just need to give us some basic brand information, like your EIN, basic stuff that you know. And then we'll kind of handle the rest. So doesn't have to be quite the level of like panic that it was back in 2022. The situation is pretty under control these days. It's of course still a little regrettable that we have to handle it at all. There's still a large coalition that's trying to lobby with carriers to eliminate these restrictions for political activities. And we're really supportive of that work and participate in it ourselves. So we hope that it'll only get easier over time, but even where we are today is pretty under control.
That's great. Thank you. Okay, so we've got the link to Impactive in chat.
Yeah.
Anyone here, if this sounds at all like something you might be able to use, please go check them out.
Yeah, I'll put my email address in chat as well. It's just katy@impactive.io. And we are more than happy to chat with anyone and kind of like advise on program. We love just getting on calls and hearing what you're up to and whether we ultimately can help you or not. Happy to answer questions about tooling and help you think through best solutions for your goals.
That's great. Thank you.
Of course.